Hi guys, this is Nadia Hilker. I'm playing Magna on The Walking Dead, and you guys are listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I'm sending you all my love. Bye!
Hello, my name is Cassie McClincy. I play Lydia on The Walking Dead, and you're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through. Yay!
Hey there, guys. I'm Callan McAuliffe, and you're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through on Talk Through Media.
Hey, I'm Lindsley Register, and I play Lara on The Walking Dead. You're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through on Talk Through Media.
Hey, this is Ross Marquand, and you're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through.
Awesome.
Survivors, welcome to episode 140 of The Walking Dead Talk Through. Or should I say, the upcoming Tales of The Walking Dead Talk Through. I'm Kyle.
And I'm LT. Or we could even go, it's The Walking Dead Universe Talk Through.
Actually, I kind of like that. Well, whatever the name is, we have a new show coming up soon, but we wanted to get together and kind of talk about just about all the news and just all the stuff that came out during Comic-Con, just other little tidbits that we've heard, before we start with the new anthology series titled Tales of the Walking Dead.
You guys have enjoyed your summer hiatus while we've been resting up, getting our tans, getting ready, stocking up for the onset of more zombie apocalypse this fall.
Yes. Yep, I have.
So, you know, like Kyle said, we had been talking about this, and we wanted to do a kickoff show because there has been a lot of news. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Comic-Con is going to be chock full of all sorts of things going on. And sort of remind you guys that we're still here and that we'll be covering anything that comes down the pike for Walking Dead. So, watch this space for Tales of the Walking Dead coverage coming soon to a podcast aggregator near you.
Yes. it's been a nice little break, I have to say, but I'm definitely excited. And this is just, you know, it's only for 6 weeks, but still, it's just kind of like it's nice to get back into it. And we'll go into it, like, I guess a little bit later. But, do you want to just start off, or do you want me to start off with the tidbits here with Tales? We can talk about that first.
Well, let's start off with Tales. As we both mentioned, Tales of the Walking Dead, their new anthology show, kicks off for broadcast on August the 14th. If you are a Plus subscriber, I think it's already out.
It came out Thursday, yesterday.
Came out yesterday. They're going to give us 6 episodes, and from the information that they gave at the panel, there's going to be 1 episode that is just prior to the onset of the zombie apocalypse. They're going to have 1 episode that is set 30 years in the future. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming 30 years in the future from the end of the main show. Samantha Morton is coming back to reprise her role as Alpha, and it's sort of an Alpha backstory episode. And I was excited because we're going to get a Terry Crews episode.
I do have to say, just because I have AMC Plus, I have seen the episode. And not that I put it in the Facebook group where I kind of broke down like who's like each episode and the characters, and then just like, you know, it's a little bit of backstory and kind of what I thought.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, it's not that I don't like Terry Crews for any, you know, specific reason. You know, it's like, he kind of annoys me on America's Got Talent. You know, he's got the little pep bump, you know, thing that he always does. But I know he's like, you know, he's got some acting chops or whatever. So it's like, him in this role, I'm like, I really wanted to see it. So I won't say any more about the episode other than the fact that he did a really great job and he's great. So
this is one of the things that got to me about the panel is that even the fact that he's an actor and he's kind of a name and people know who he is, he was acting like one of us with the other cast members. You know, he was like, oh my God, it's Norman Reedus. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
And just like you said, he is a big fan of the show. So I think that's a great combination when you get people that are fans of the show and then they get to be in the show.
Yeah, agreed. Well, and it's like, you know, even just going at these six episodes, just the acting talent they got, like it's so refreshing and it's so awesome and exciting of just like who they cast, you know? And so even though these are like one-offs, which maybe that's kind of like part of the deal where it's like, hey, you know, it's like they can get, you know, a bigger actor to, you know, do a role like this with knowing that it's like, oh, it's just a like one-off. But from what I've already seen, it's like, this is really good.
Well, they may, and the impression that I got, and part of it is trying to read everything that Gimple didn't say, because Scott M. Gimple has not ever been the most forthcoming person. It's always been somebody else that spilled beans about the show. But it's my impression that if Tales does well as a short form type thing, that we may get more one-off episodes. You know, they may do a Tales 2. Or they have always said that if there's one particular character or one situation that gets a lot of traction, you may have the situation where they spin it off into its own series.
And that's totally a possibility, for sure.
So I'm excited. That's going to give us 6 weeks of zombies. Mm-hmm. And if my math is correct, that's going to get us through August and into September.
Yeah, like the first few
weeks. And that leads to our next big topic. The main show, The Walking Dead, Season 11, Part 3, will kick off on October 2nd.
Yay!
And I think they said they're going to be 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll drop us into the end of November, because they also announced that they're going to have another big live show on November the 20th, that they're going to be holding it in LA. And I think they're actually going to broadcast it as well as a live Talking Dead. So that is going to be big as well, because they said they're going to bring back as many previous cast members as they can get.
That would be
so
awesome.
So we might expect to see, you know, Cudlitz and a few of the other people. So I think that's pretty exciting. From all the previews, it looks like that, you know, are they going to have a final bloodbath of characters? Because if you look at the trailers, they're already shown some things where, you know, is Rosita in danger? You know, are Jerry and Aaron going to survive? You know, what's the big deal with the scene with Hornsby tied up on a chair? Are we going to get to see a big dookaroo between, what was it, Eugene and Pamela Milton?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Maggie's got her sniper rifle again. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Agreed. I can't believe it's coming to an end, and it's only like, 8 episodes, so it's kind of like, I hope it's as fast paced and action packed that we got to see in that little brief, like what it was, like 4 episodes of the last
right.
part two, where right. it just kept building and it was getting so exciting. And it's just like, oh, I want that for then the next eight. So,
yeah. And that's the thing of while I have mixed feelings about the show ending is that, you know, I don't want to see it go, but I kind of think that they have gotten to a point where it may be time, but we have eight episodes to clear things up, to give us some, you know, give us some final looks at some characters and hopefully have some plot resolutions. And so it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I agreed. I mean, it's one of those things where, I think we'll talk about it here with one of the spinoffs that it's like, you know, there things do have to kind of come to an end, but
right.
But then what can come out of that? You know, it's like, you know, there's still, you know, it's still possible that even though the main show's gone, one of these spinoffs or something else comes, like with these new characters, maybe that come out of Tales could come into where they bump into the OGs, you know, and then
right.
even though it might be just, you know, Lauren Cohan or something, or, you know, like one person right. there, but it's like they could still have these, like, where we get to see them again as there's a new show going on with new characters.
Right. And next year they've already done, you know, they already said we're going to have three sort of spin-off-y miniseries running. So that may be the wave of the future. We don't know. The last bit of news for this year is, as of the week of this recording, Fear the Walking Dead season 8 began filming in Savannah, Georgia on the 8th of August. So Kyle and I were talking about this earlier. If you kind of do the math, that the normal Walking Dead run will stop late November, early December. They usually take December off and January off. And so that would lead us into February. So February of 2023 is when I expect things to start dropping again. And we have options. We have choices. Mm-hmm. So we know they're probably going to have Fear going, and I'm betting Fear is going to be April-y.
Yeah.
If they're shooting now, that may give them enough time for post to get things set for spring of next year. And I'm betting that our first series to kick off 2023 is, I'm betting on Isle of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm right, because it sounded like it was already in post production.
It was on the Talking Dead special. Lauren Cohan had a little bit there where she was saying, you know, like saying hi or pre-recorded, but she had said that they had just finished recording or finished filming the first episode. And Jeffrey D. Morgan also was like, you know, he had a little bit there to say, oh, it's going to be awesome, you know, and they talked about it being in New York and all that stuff. So, yeah, I could definitely see that being kind of the kickoff of 2023, as they've already started.
And just to throw some nuggets out about Isle of the Dead, they're talking about, okay, and my order's off on the dock, so sue me. They talked about the island being isolated and all the bridges being cut. So this reminds me back of the older things in the show when they talked about the military and Operation Cobalt. That was where they dropped nukes on Chicago and things like that. So I'm assuming that if it got bad enough on Manhattan, that was part of the plan for them to blow the bridges to kind of contain things. Some of the hints that they threw out was that there were going to be millions of walkers roaming the streets, and the survivors have taken to the rooftops to make their homes. And they also said there's going to be zip lines.
Yes. That sounds cool.
So think about it. Skyscrapers in New York with zip lines.
Yep. Oh, but that's one of the, that's kind of like, it is cool that they are exploring these kind of, so quote unquote, or whatever, new worlds. Like, I think they were even talking about it in that special, but it's just like giving us like something different than just being out in Atlanta and in the forest and, you know, like, and like, you know, it's right. Like being out, can't, basically it's like everybody, you're just out in the wilderness, you're just camping and like everybody's camping, to being like, oh, here's like what the urban, like, you know, like survivors was. And then kind of like what right. communities came out of that. And just like this, I think this is kind of like a neat, yeah, this is just keeping it fresh because we only got to see that briefly mm-hmm. in the main show. So I'm looking forward to it.
So that's going to be interesting. And of course, the next thing that they've talked about, but the details are far less prevalent or detail-y, is what I keep referring to as Daryl's big European road trip. They haven't released a name for it yet. We know that since Melissa McBride was unable to participate, that apparently Norman Reedus is going solo, or he's got somebody that he picks up while he's in Europe. The hint is that we're going to get to see the fast moving walkers that we got in the last French lab scene from World Beyond, perhaps. One of the news nuggets that I found said that they were filming in Hungary, and there's not much more. Apparently they've kept kind of a lid on it, I guess, by the fact that they're filming it in Europe.
They haven't started yet, as far as I know.
Right.
But, I think that it's supposed to be in France, which does lead into that clip we saw in World Beyond. So I think they're filming in Hungary, you know, sure, but I think it is going to be France, and
it's going to be air quotes France.
right, or like there'll be a sign that Daryl walks back. My question is, how does Daryl even get there? Like, does he get in a boat? Like, and from
well, Oceanside, since he's not here, since he's not here to say it, maybe Daryl fell asleep in a cargo container and wakes up in France.
I totally could happen. That's not a strange idea.
Well, I was going to say, I know that Delta's not ready when he is, but unless Daryl gets picked up by Les CRM.
Yeah, that's a good.
Let's say not the CRM, Let's CRM. CRM.
But regardless, though, this is a very interesting and fun kind of thing that they could do. The fact that we're going to be seeing something outside of just Savannah, Georgia, Atlanta, you know, the U.S. to like overseas and how they're doing with it. And to me, I'm like, that is like every zombie show is, I'm like that. It's like, okay, well, what's happening outside of this? Like, how are other people, like, you know, it's, you know, I do want to know. So, I mean, hopefully, when we were talking about this earlier, that it's like, this could potentially be basically the next main show, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that Daryl's going to be going over to overseas. He's going to, you know, we're going to get new characters, and they hopefully will stay around longer than characters did on new characters on Fear. But then
we can find out how Francois and Etienne and Gustave have been fighting zombies all this time.
Yep. And are they still making bread and baguettes and cheese? I'm sure they are. All right. Well, that's still exciting, and we'll get that next year.
And then, of course, the big news, the big news, the news that brought the house down was that next year we're going to see the Rick and Michonne show.
Yay.
That Andrew Lincoln and Danica Guerrero are going to be back in the roles that made them famous. That they, of course, did that as the teaser at the end of the main show panel. Too much fanfare and lots of screaming. What we know is it's going to be 6 episodes. So in lieu of a 2-hour movie, they're going to do 3 hours. Well, no, that'd be 6 hours of TV. Apparently, from what they said, it will be released by Comic-Con. So, Kyle and I were trying to do the math, and so that kind of tells me we're looking at a late June, early July release date. If Comic-Con is still in the first or second week of August. And the part that I was not as happy about is apparently it's going to be an AMC Plus exclusive.
And this is where I have to agree with you. That, to me, is like, what? I mean, unless it's coming out on AMC Plus first and then gets televised.
See, I'm thinking that this is they're thinking this is their opportunity to get people to subscribe.
Basically, then just subscribe to basically do it for the 1 month after it's all aired, and you can just binge watch it and then cancel.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do if they're going to show it broadcast. I would hope they would. But this is finally the one thing that they could do that would make me have to subscribe to Plus. But they were, you know, talking about, you know, it's not just a zombie show. It's a love story. You know, it's Rick and Michonne finding each other again. And I went, oh, dude, please. It's like, don't CW this up.
Yeah. Well, and like, hopefully we get a little bit more, you know, info as time goes on, which I'm sure we will.
Right.
But, you know, it's like,
well, I'm sure we will.
We still have questions about the CRM. We still have, you know, there's lots of questions and a lot of threads and stuff that never even got talked or touched. So,
yep.
While I get the whole like Rick and Michonne in love story mode, because obviously they were, and Michonne went to go search for him. But yeah, it's like we're gonna see Rick do some crazy stuff, you know, and bite people's ears off, or, you know, Michonne with the katana.
Yeah, you know? we want to see what we've been missing all this time. You know, we want to see Rick Grimes being Rick Grimes.
Right. So Gimple, don't screw it up.
Yep. And I will say that just the look of the response that, you know, Andrew Lincoln, especially the way he looked when the crowd was just, you know, going bananas. I think he knows that this is a big deal. So,
Right. And, you know, this with the delay with COVID and like all the craziness that happened over the last several years, like, you know, there was a plan and there was excitement, and we had like, we were all like on this road to be like, oh my gosh, you know, when they announced it at Comic-Con, you know, way back when, to be like, we're ready. And then, you know, even I was, and I know our listeners were, it's just like, I cannot wait. I'm going to the movie theater. Like, when is this happening? And then the whole world went to hell and we all had to take a pause. So I'm kind of glad though in a little bit of a way because of how much time has passed that they are doing this just as episode, keeping it in the television format. But
yeah,
you know, it's like the movies just, I think movies work on hype, you know, and the momentum that was building when they first announced it would have led to being like, okay, this is a great thing. But then after so much time has passed and we never heard anything, it's like, oh, is it happening or is it not? And blah, 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 that it kind of lost some of its steam. And with the main show ending, it's kind of like, okay, this to me is like a better option. And then they can get it done, you know?
So at least well, and let's look at it like this. How many times have they been able to successfully transition from a hit TV show that they make a theatrical movie that it's not quite apples and oranges, but it's kind of apples and tangerines? So I'm glad they're keeping it on TV because I think that they can have some consistency through that. I think that's where your audience is. And I'm hoping that everybody will still be all jacked up for it. Cause I mean, I, like you said, we've been waiting, what, 3 years, four years for this or more.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be coming and we're excited.
Yes. Yep. That is good news for sure. I feel like we're getting back and, to normal.
Yep. Yep. And as far as it goes, just to editorialize, we've got this stuff coming. Of course, if they surprise us and say, hey, we're going to do, you know, this sooner rather than later, Kyle and I will be here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That whether it's, you know, whether it's a one-off series or whatever, we will be here to do our regular Walking Dead commentary as long as there's Walking Dead to comment on.
Yep. We will, for sure.
So, I was going to throw one other thing out.
Okay, go for it.
As far as all this goes, if there's any additional things that you guys out there in podcast land have heard, anything that we missed, anything that we either didn't make a mountain out of to your satisfaction or we made a mountain of and you think it's a molehill, we will be covering any feedback on this episode when we record the next episode of Tales.
Yes.
So you've got however long it is to get your feedback in, which of course we will read your feedback. You know, we will.
And voicemail. We always love voicemail.
And voicemail.
All right. Well, I didn't really have much more to say other than the fact that we have a new show coming back and I'm excited to be back. And I know some of our listeners, definitely the Facebook group has, I've posted a couple things trying to like get prepared for this. So I hope everybody listening, you're like, you guys are all ready to join. So keep your eyes posted. I'll put that feedback thread up on Sunday and we will start our journey together on this new show called Tales.
Yep. And I was going to say, I had posted something in the group about going to GalaxyCon in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it was sold out. I haven't been to a con in my home state that I ever recall being sold out. I did several Star Trek things, a couple of things that I will be talking about whenever Kyle and I come back together to do Star Trek things in the near future. But as far as it goes, there was a lot of Walking Dead stuff. I saw a lot of Walking Dead cosplay.
Nice.
And while there were no Walking Dead actors in attendance, and yes, I'm looking at you, GalaxyCon, the crowds were heavy. They had some panels where they were talking about, you know, some zombie adjacent things that were pretty well attended. So I think the fan base is ready. I think they're still out there. And I'm, like Kyle said, just to not go back over it, I'm excited, I'm ready to go, and looking forward to now that things are a little more normalized. If we have some more con activity that I can attend, then I am going to endeavor to act as the talk through media roving reporter and to actually get some press credentials. Sweet. So if I've never said it before, you know, get your friends to sign up for the Facebook group. Get your friends to follow us on Twitter. Because the more followers we have, the bigger we look. And the bigger we look, the easier it will be for me to get press credentials. So that I can say, well, I'm not just a podcaster who's paying for things. I'm a real podcaster.
No, I'm happy that you're able. Well, actually, I'm happy that you have a con near you. I don't know if, like, I guess Atlanta is, I don't know if I've seen any cons like in Nashville, but, you know, I just,
yeah,
traveling for me, but time on the farm is just like, it's kind of hard to do.
Well, and that's the thing, that since you are a man of the land now, you know, time, tide, and weeds wait for no man. So, I love the fact that that's what you're doing, brother, but I also know that that's keeping you busy.
Yep.
Okay, so here, GalaxyCon does Columbus, Richmond, Raleigh, and they're going to do Austin, Texas next year.
Sweet. If I was in Oklahoma, I could make Austin.
Yep. And you could always, and like I said, well, you always go home and go to SoonerCon.
That's true. That is true. When is
And I know that they still have the big hoo-ha in Chicago. But
yeah. And that one, I always was trying to go. And that's the thing. I just working too much.
Well, that's the whole thing. We have like real jobs and things to do. And this trip to GalaxyCon worked out because my daughter wanted to go and she's was getting ready to head back to school. So this was, you know, this was our end of summer, you know, fangasm road trip to go and, you know, dress up a little and meet some famous people and have a good time.
All right. Well, I guess that's all we have for tonight. And we're recording on a Friday and we only have 2 more days until the premiere of Tales of the Walking Dead.
2 more days.
I know. All right. Well, LT, you want to tell people how to interact with us?
I will. And like I said before, we want to encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That's at Walking Dead TTM. To submit your theories and feedback, most people post in our designated episode thread in our Facebook group. That's facebook.com/groups/Walking Dead TTM. You can send us email. That's walkingdead@talkthroughmedia.com. If you go to the website, you can use our feedback forum. That's talkthroughmedia.com/feedback. You can leave us voicemail if you call 216-232-6146. And remember that all of our new episodes are on YouTube. Search for Talk Through Media and remember to subscribe and click that bell to get notified when we have new videos. Those videos go out first to YouTube before they go to the podcast aggregators. And I'll also say the more you watch, the more you click like, the more you subscribe in YouTube, the more other people will be recommended our content.
So do it.
So listen, subscribe, click the bell.
To support us, like and review the Talk Through Media Facebook page. You can find that at facebook.com/talkthroughmedia. And as always, the best way you can support us is on our Patreon. And you can find that at patreon.com/walkingdeadtalkthrough. And I'd like to announce, we actually got a new Patreon. Welcome, Scott Kerr. He joined up back in June. I sent him a little message, and hopefully you've joined the Facebook group. I have not seen if you have or not, but I would love to get your feedback when we come back next week and also for the main show. So thank you for your support, Scott. And we'd also like to thank our other Patreon supporters, Renee Murray, Dieta Patterson, that guy over there, Lawrence Todd.
Hello!
And this guy, me, Kyle McAdams. And also remember, Dieta, Renee, and Scott will be getting an early version of the episode each week. I'm going to kind of try to stick to the Tuesday deadlines and then try to get this out. Like, I don't know if I'm going to edit, as soon as we're done recording or the very first thing in the morning, but I'm going to try my best to get this out on time. So keep that. But yeah, Patreon supporters, you will always get our sausage laden,
lightly edited.
Yeah. This episode, I'm not doing much editing because it's short and we didn't really do any screw ups, but everybody's.
And we did well.
Yes. I think I coughed once, which I might have to find. Well, anyway, subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or your podcast client of choice. And while you're there, give us a rating or review. And you can always leave us a review at podchaser.com. There you can actually rate individual episodes or the whole podcast. And as always, remember to share our posts on Facebook and Twitter when we post them, or tell a friend. Word of mouth is the best way to get us new listeners. All right. There is still Star Trek stuff going on. I know Brian, he's, still working on some of those, previous episodes of Strange New Worlds. I will say that, Brian will not be joining us for these six episodes of Tales of the Walking Dead, but he is going to be leaving some of his feedback and comments, when he can. So, hopefully he'll do a little surprise where he has time and he can jump in when we're recording, but he is going to be here with his comments and maybe some voicemails. So we definitely can't wait, to listen to kind of hear what he has to say on this new show.
He is working hard at his new job. He is very busy. He regrets the fact that he can't be here.
And he misses everybody.
He is still listening and still with us in spirit.
Yes, so. Always. Yeah, he's, he wants to be with us and we understand, but
and like Kyle said, we're finishing up since now I got called up to the bigs and doing Strange New Worlds. We're finishing up Strange New Worlds. We have most of those episodes are in editing, so they should be coming out. We still have some Picard episodes to get out. But the big news is, starting very soon, we're going to be back, Kyle, Brian, and I, hopefully. At least it's going to be, we know it'll be me and Kyle, that we're going to be back on the Lower Decks.
Yes.
Woo. So there will be new Lower Decks episodes. And from what we gathered, there may be some more Trek in our future.
Yep.
Remember that Kim and British James are still slaving away and delivering Deep Space Nine Revenge. And they're still hard at it. Whenever Prodigy comes back, the Revengeant crew will be doing their Prodigy podcast. So there are other things. And remember, if you subscribe to the Talk Through Media inclusive feed, you get everything we do.
Yes. So yeah, so lots of stuff down the pipeline and coming and still in works, but lots of stuff to, you know, go ahead. I do have to say to Dieta, she was asking if we were going to be covering was it Throne of Dragons, the new spinoff or early prequel or whatever to Game of Thrones on Amazon and, or no, HBO, I guess. And I wish we could, but unfortunately that one we're not going to be able to cover. So, you know, hopefully, I mean, if you wanted to put some comments, but I know that's not really the Facebook group, you know, thread, but I mean, I'm just, I wish we could, Dieta, and thanks for like offering, because I mean, or just even suggesting, because actually that's not a bad thing. You know, if you guys want us to cover other things, it's not that way.
If, oh yeah, and trust me, it's not for lack of will to do it. It's a lot of time just we don't have time. But there have been some rumorings in the back channel about us covering some other spaceship science fiction-y kind of TV shows. So there are some projects that I've been kind of keeping close to myself that I may be unlimbering before too much longer. But at this point, it's kind of an executive decision from on high that we don't have the bandwidth to do it. I'm not saying that it wouldn't be done if things fell into place, but for right now, no.
Nope. Yeah, but definitely, you know, keep your suggestions coming.
Oh yeah, because trust me, it's never a hard no. It's always a qualified no.
All right. Well, okay. So this leads us into what we're going to be starting next week. Tales of the Walking Dead, Season 1, Episode 1, titled Evie and Joe. Or they're doing like slash Joes, the two characters. So Evie and Joe. Written by Maya Goldsmith and Ben Sokolowski.
Sokolowski.
Directed by Ron Underwood. Description on IMDb Plus is a prepper leaves his bunker only to be saddled with a hippie who fangles her way on the ride. Or finagles her way on the ride. All right, well, so until next time, which is not too much longer, I'm Kyle.
And I'm LT.
And this is The Walking Dead Talk Through. Good night, everyone.
Good night.